Dr. Schneer dictating a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on Noble Clary. This goes to Dr. Pieper on 9/9/25. Mr. Clary performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a moderate degree of airway obstruction, period. There was a good response to bronchodilator, still leaving the patient with a moderate degree of airway obstruction, period, compared to a prior study dated 5/27/25. There's been no significant change except for increased bronchial reactivity, period. A paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component, showing no other significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on David Gallo. This goes to the VA on 9/9/25. Mr. Gallo performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired without significant airways obstruction, period. The air velocity index was greater than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was 0.8, period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators, period. New paragraph impression, mild restrictive lung disease without airways obstruction, without bronchial reactivity. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Robert Stern. This goes to Dr. Gaffier. On 9/9/25, Mr. Stern performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. And there was a moderate to severe degree of airways obstruction, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. There's no change after bronchodilators, period, compared to a prior study dated 6/17/25. There's been no significant change, period, in a paragraph impression, moderate to severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Catherine with the K, Zorich, Z-O-R-I-C-H. This goes to Dr. Lee Vaughn. On 9/9/25, Mrs. Zorich performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. And there was a severe degree of airways obstruction with minimal improvement after bronchodilators, period, compared to a prior study date 6/3/25. There's been no significant change, period, no paragraph impression. Severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry in Michelle Fleming. This goes to Dr. Sheetsley. On 9/9/25, Mrs. Fleming performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, with a moderate impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. It was a poor effort after bronchodilators, period, compared to a prior study dated 6/18/25. There's been no significant change, period. No paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Thank you.